Does anyone need more time? Okay, raise your hand and let me know, category of thought, is it, what distracts you most? Is it a person? So about a fifth, maybe. Is it your own thoughts? Okay, and is it objective situations? And how many didn't tell me? Hard to decide? Both. Okay. So we've done 2 weeks so far in meditation. We're going to do more meditation today. And moving forward, we're going to keep doing more meditation each time. Given what we've done so far, how do you think that meditation could help with all of those categories? Yeah.
When you meditate, you kind of just erase all thought from your mind, and you just you become calm and then centered. Because right when you're meditating, you just you let all the stress go away. Mm-hmm. You just relax.
Right. You don't care. It's there, but you just let it be. What else? Okay, we're going to meditate now. I don't know if you can see me on this little chair, but it's all right. So, it's hot in here, huh? We're going to sit. We haven't actually meditated for 10 minutes yet. We've always done a little bit less. So we're going to do a full 10 minutes, which means that you're going to experience the initial kind of, getting into it, and then you drop into meditation, and then you're going to be ready to be done with it, and you're going to have to keep letting go. So it's a little bit like if you're on the beach and you're walking out into the water. You walk out, it's shallow, shallow, shallow. Then you drop down. And then it's shallow for another period. And then you drop down again. So make the effort to be still. Can we open the windows? Are you guys hot? Is it just?
Yeah, crack the windows.
Yeah.
You're already open a little bit.
Yeah. There we go. Thanks. Now, if you get distracted in meditation, it's important to leave everybody else alone. So resist the temptation to look around, to talk to each other, to let your nervous energy out in some ways that we usually do. Because part of meditation that makes it so difficult and so challenging is that we have to actually bear our own insecurity. And we can't just impose it on everybody around us. So that's the biggest challenge.
Can you say that again? We have to what?
We have to bear our own insecurity. So if you are in meditation and you feel agitated, or it's a little bit frightening, or you all of a sudden you feel restless for no reason whatsoever, you just want to open your eyes and you want to nudge somebody, it's not because you really have something to say to somebody else. You're just so insecure and uncomfortable that you want to just let it out. Mm-hmm. Now, having that kind of escape valve is not a good thing. It just means that we kind of dump all our insecurity on everyone else. And you don't like it when people do that to you. So we need to learn how to be the most responsible for ourselves. So this is a big deal. And it's why people like the Buddha went into the forest and practiced this meditation hour after hour, you know, in the face of poisonous snakes and scorpions and wild elephants and wild boars and all the different things that the stories say that he did, because this is really quite a big deal. And so if you think about people who really were able to control their relationship to their mind, people like Nelson Mandela, who were imprisoned for almost 30 years, people like Aung San Suu Kyi, who spent 27 years under house arrest, and they didn't go crazy. Now, why didn't they go crazy? Because they were able to resist the temptation to let their minds unseat them, or let their minds go with some kind of frustration and anger at everyone else. Aung San Suu Kyi did a lot of meditation when she was under house arrest. And her first interview after 27 years, she said she credits meditation with her ability to survive. So it's going to take something. So this practice of like being able to control our relationship to insecurity is a big deal. And it's going to be hard, but it's worth it. And that's what makes people stand out. It's not any particular qualities you were born with. It's your own ability to be strong in yourself. So with that, let's do 10 minutes. And I'm gonna guide you a lot less. So I'll guide you a little bit with some breath in the beginning. And then we're just going to sit and we're going to see what happens. And I will remember to stop the meditation with the bell after 10 minutes. So if you think I forgot, don't worry. I won't forget. Okay. So sit up, your back straight, and uncross your legs. It's easier to pay attention for some reason if you uncross your legs. Okay, good. Put your attention on your breath. Your thoughts will still be there, but consciously put your attention on your breath and on a stillness you might start to experience behind the movement of your breath. If your attention starts to drift, bring it back to the breath and to the stillness behind the breath. Resist the temptation to look around or to move and experience how challenging that is. Just keep letting go. And at the same time as you're very still, see if you can relax just a little bit more. So you're alert and watching your breath and paying attention to the qualities of awareness, but you're not tense. Be more curious than forceful. Did that seem like 10 minutes? Shorter? Longer? Nope.
Was 10 minutes?
Yeah. It did. So, right now, it's so still. It's interesting. I was going to have you all talk about it, but no, I don't know. It's very still in here. But I think it'll be good. So what we'll do is you can self-organize in little groups of like six or something like that. Six, 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 two groups here, I think. And I want you to talk about, what do you wish you were able to do? Like, now that you know a little bit about meditation, in relationship to your mind, what do you wish you could do? Like, what would you, if you could just snap your fingers and have, you know, all kinds of meditation experience and accomplishment, what would you like to be able to do with respect to your mind? Is that clear? Yeah. Okay. And we'll do that for 5 minutes, and then we're going to come back and do another meditation, or maybe 10 minutes, and then we'll do another meditation. So why don't you four in the center, do you want to join these guys here behind you? You can move your chairs a little bit. You can turn your chairs if you need to. Why don't you two move your chairs up, and you four do a group. What's his name? Okay. Why don't you three just get a little closer so you can talk? You feeling all right? Did you get a headache? When you meditated or before?
A little bit before. It got worse after meditating.
It got worse? Where do you feel it?
Starting in the back of my head, now it's in the front.
Oh, okay. Did you drink enough water today? Okay, well, you don't have to meditate the next time. Just keep your eyes open and just be quiet and pay attention. Are you guys a group or you a group of individuals? Okay, how's it going? Did you get a headache? You're sleepy? Okay. You saw white. Was it? That's interesting. That's nice. The good thing about that is you just enjoy it and learn from it. Sometimes when you meditate, you won't happen, but when it does happen, it is part of what can happen in meditation. So, yeah.
It was funny because I felt like I didn't get as deep into it this time, but at the same time, I felt like it was easier to go there. You know what I mean? It was this weird, conflicting.
The meditation was actually deeper than before because the room was really agitated. We were late, you know, and there was commotion, and the 10 minutes went like that.
Yeah.
You know?
It did go fast. Yeah.
What was that? See, we think our minds interpret things in a certain way, so we think things aren't as deep. So our minds, in certain ways, are not that reliable. Which is part of what meditation shows you is there are certain aspects of our mind that aren't trustworthy. And given what we're trained, it's a really it's a freaky thing.
Yeah, no, it is. That would be great.
All right. All right. What?
Like if you get into like,
can you control other people's thoughts?
Yeah.
No.
Telepathy.
Can
you do that?
No.
That'd be cool. I know, right? Huh? In your mind.
No, they're actually a game.
Okay. So what would you like to be able to do? Yes. Mm-hmm. So you want to learn how to center, be able to kind of immediately be able to focus your mind and center. Yes.
This is weird about meditating. When I close my eyes and start to meditate, I imagine like a little Tasmanian devil myself, like running around inside my body. So like when I first started, I like told him like you need to calm down. So like he got calm eventually, but like I hope that like one day I can just like close my eyes and like just imagine him just sitting there and like not have these like involuntary impulses bothering.
Does it sound weird? That sounds pretty normal to me. And it's interesting because he may calm down. I mean, maybe one day you're going to meditate and he's just going to be meditating and you're going to want to stop meditating. He's going to be like, yo, I'm meditating. Leave me alone. But what's going to happen more likely is that you're going to be rock solid and he can do whatever he wants and it just doesn't matter. You're going to do what you want to do. You're going to sit rock solid, and he can move. And that's really the kind of practice that we're cultivating. Yeah. What were you going to say something?
What was your question again?
Oh, what would you like to be able to do in relationship to your mind? Yes.
I'd like to be able to actually meditate.
You'd like to be able to actually meditate. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't meditating. I don't know. When I try to do it, it kind of hurts.
Does it hurt your head?
No, like I don't know how to explain it. It just doesn't feel right.
What does it feel like?
I guess my mind is just repulsed looking to meditating. I don't know.
You just like go, you know, like this, like go.
Yeah, like,
okay. That's interesting. So probably when we start doing some body scan meditations, and we sweep through the body and do some relaxation meditations, that you might feel more comfortable with those. But just pay attention to it. Just pay attention to and make some notes in your, you know, in your folder about what it feels like and why you don't like it. Okay. And you don't need to push through it. It's okay. It's all right. Yes.
I feel like I'm somewhere between full meditation and sleeping. Because I try to meditate, it's just like I start jumping off to the sleeping side because you can sleep. Even an option, I'd like sleep. I guess my body knows that.
Okay. So it's interesting. Sometimes you do go to like meditation retreats, and people are meditating, but they're actually like. And it part of it is resistance that you don't want to deal with your mind, and part of it is not being practiced yet at the difference between relaxation and awareness. So, and usually, I mean, we're stressed, so people want to sleep, but yeah.
I'd be with both of them, because, like, I was meditating, and then I try to put my hoodie around my neck for comfort, and then wear my neck with certain stuff on my head down. But, like, I wasn't wanting to sleep. I was aware, but like, I was still thinking about stuff.
It's hard to meditate when your head's down. Basically, I don't know why, but the way the body and the mind works is if you put your head down, you will start thinking more, daydreaming or thinking. So if you're going to put your head down, just relax and just kind of pay attention to the room and the quiet in the room. But don't try to meditate when you're relaxing. It's like with a musical instrument. They say if you start practicing when you're really tired, you develop bad habits because you practice through your tiredness and you end up developing sloppy practices. So great musicians don't practice when they're tired. And with meditation, it's better to just pay attention to the room, pay attention to the quality of the stillness in the room. You can start to feel where there's more focus. And it's not just physical noise. You can start to feel patches in the room that feel more focused and where there feels to be more static. And just pay attention to that. Yeah.
I had more of a question.
Yeah. Okay.
I won't call it meditation because I'm not the perfect person at it yet, because it still bothers me. But my question is, if we're trying to achieve stillness, What about the involuntary movements, the stuff that we can't stop from moving? Like today I got to the point where I wasn't moving the parts of my body that I can control, but I started to pay more attention to like my heartbeat, and I'm like, well, I can't stop that from moving.
No, you don't really want, I don't think we'd want to do that. I don't think that would be very good for our program. You know, there is, I told you I spent 4 years in India, and there was this yogi whose name was Pilot Baba, because he used to be a pilot for the Indian Air Force. And he was able to control, I mean, this is what they say. I always wonder if it's really true or not, but he was able to control his physiology to such a degree that they would bury him for a week. And then they would unbury him, and he'd still be in meditation. He'd be fine.
What?
So he recently died. But I'll see. What I'm going to do also is I'm going to create a web page for you guys, which I'll give you the URL next time. Which I'll give you a few interesting clips and some guided meditations there. So I'll see if I can find something on him. I'm not teaching that, but you don't need to worry about that. Yeah. Oh, what did you want to control? What did you wish you were able to do?
Yeah. When I meditate, sometimes like I randomly smile.
Uh huh.
I don't know how to control it.
You know. Sometimes we smile out of nervousness, but if you see on a lot of the statues of the Buddha, he has a little smile, because that's what happens. You get in touch with a sense of limitlessness, and limitlessness, one of the qualities is joy. So it makes you, that's why it makes you happy. Yes.
You meditate all your life. Where are you meditating from? Because you're not really doing anything. Like, why do you? What do you need to get away from?
I know it's a good question. What happens is you do become fascinated by something that you can't get your mind around. Usually, we're interested in things that we can know or things that we can discover. And then in meditation, you're putting your mind on something that you can't wrap your mind around, which is awareness or consciousness. And that has its own quality. And part of meditation is developing strength of character, the way we talked about. And part of it is becoming familiar with putting our mind on something that we can't know. And it's fascinating. I don't know why. It just kind of is. But it takes a while to get there. Let me take a few questions here. Yeah. Patience. That's a good one. You wanted, what did you want to do before? You were telling me?
Telepathy.
Telepathy. One sec. Anyone over here? What did you want to be able to do?
Control my thoughts.
Control your thoughts. Why?
Sometimes they just randomly come and randomly go away.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I want them to go away, but then they don't. And when I want them to stay, they go away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird.
And are they good thoughts or bad thoughts?
Mostly good.
Uh-huh. Good or neutral. And we're not going to learn how to control our thoughts. We're just going to learn to control ourselves. And there's a big difference, and it takes a long time to understand that. But we don't want to control our mind. You know, it's not like we're going to take some wrench and tighten it up and tighten it up and tighten it up and squeeze our mind so that there's no thought. But we're going to develop a sense of focus so that they come, they go, we don't really care. And when we need to use our thoughts, we're going to use them. But we don't get frustrated by thought. Because that's what we want to learn how to do, is not be frustrated. that they come and go. Okay, yeah.
So if meditation is all in the mind, like, who can judge you? Like, someone just say, I'm the best meditator in the world. How can you do that if it's all in the mind? You don't get what I'm saying?
Well, usually there aren't really Olympics for the best Nobel Prizes for the best meditator in the world. What's that?
But you said there's like famous meditators. I can just sit down and start meditating.
Well, it's true, but there are qualities you develop and insights that you develop about mind and thought, so and certain qualities of your own humanity that show the difference. So when you meet people personally who have really developed this center, you feel in them a certain kind of it's almost like clarity, like they feel clear. It's hard to describe, but you can. It develops certain qualities where people who are really neurotic, they don't have that. They just you could almost like feel the static electricity in there. So, all right. So we're going to meditate again, and oh, okay. We only have 4 minutes left.
We're ten to
right. Okay, so we will meditate for 4 minutes, but for homework, actually what I will do is I'm going to create a page for you that'll be amyedelstein.com/Bodine, and you can email it to them, and I'm just going to put up a guided meditation that you can do, a 10-minute meditation, or 5-minute meditation, and a couple of interesting things, a couple trailers about meditation movies that'll just be, and if I can find something about this kind of crazy pilot Baba, I will. I like to show you these things that are far out. It's not what I'm teaching you, and it's not what you're going to do, but it helps open your mind to how this can be used, where it comes from. So it's everything from UC San Diego Medical Center to people who seem to be able to control their natural bodily responses. So with that, we'll just do 3 minutes now of meditation. And experiment with this at home and during the week. And, you know, sometimes if you're getting together, you can also just put on, you know, just experiment together, because it's different when you meditate together and different when you meditate alone. So just meditate together for 2 minutes sometimes, you know, when you're studying or outside, and just see what happens. I have a feeling that what's going to happen is that big bell is going to stop us, not the little bell, so we can just meditate until that one comes. So sit up. If you have a headache, you don't need to meditate. Just keep your eyes open. Pay attention to the silence. And let yourself drop into yourself. See if you feel a little more space inside. You might feel a little bit more stirred up, lots of questions. We talked about a lot of different things. Just let it all go. You don't need to work any of that out now. What's important, you'll remember later. And what's not, you can just let it go. You may feel a sense of openness. You may feel a little extra sensitivity. You may see clear light. Bye, thank you. Bye, have a good weekend.
So I did not want the bell to ring at all.
No. Bye, have a good weekend. Bye, thank you, you too. Bye. Bye, have a good weekend.